Joyful blessings. This is Kaylin Castell, co-founder of the Shamanic Astrology Mystery School, creator of the Celestial Timings, and co-author of the Shamanic Astrology Handbook. And this is a look at Mars in Libra, beginning its retrograde on March 1st, around 27, almost 28 degrees Libra, and will be retrograde until May 19th, when it comes back to about 9 degrees Libra. And this is part of why we have a grand cross happening that will be precise, the most precise aspect of the grand cross in April. And there is a YouTube video that you can see called The Grand Cross Grand Shift that explains a lot about what that's all about. So I'm not going to go into the details of that here, although it's very significant and adding to the whole experience. This is one of the most remarkable things that I have seen in a long time, and I'm always seeing remarkable things, so it's kind of exciting. But what I want to say is that it's about every 15 to 17 years that Mars actually goes retrograde in Libra and rises opposite the Sun in Libra. And I've gone back, researched back to look through what was happening at those times to compare to what's happening now, and nothing compares to what's happening now. This is truly a remarkable time. In a way, we could say this is like the patriarchy, the hold of hierarchical patriarchy in relationship to how we do relationship, undergoing a massive change. And the month of February represents the last month of the integration phase of the current Mars journey that began in March of 2012 and is ending in April of 2014. So it's been a over 2 year process. And the integration of the archetype of the masculine that has been taking place over the last 2 years has been in the Virgo archetype. And this is the expression of the masculine that is the high priest, who honors life as sacred when it's healthy, who is interested in serving the goddess, the divine feminine, and honoring the feminine as sacred. So that is the intention. We could say that's the highest intent of what that would be. And of course, in patriarchal culture, it hasn't really been expressed that way. We'll talk a little bit more about that because it's extremely significant based on what's happening right now. But first, I just want to say, give kind of the history or the look back, and also a little bit of a look forward. So the last time we had Mars retrograde in Libra and a new cycle of the masculine was in Libra, that lasted for a little over 2 years, was in 1982. So oftentimes, that was 32 years ago, oftentimes when Mars is going through its cycle, it will return to Libra in 15 years or 17 years, but it has actually been 32 years since that happened. So on April 1st, 1982, Mars was rising opposite the Sun around, was actually maybe on March 30th, opposite the Sun, because it was around, because it was around 10 degrees Libra. And depending on the time of day, you're looking at the Sun around 10 degrees Aries when that happened. And interestingly, at that time, we did have Saturn and Pluto also in Libra. Saturn at around 19 degrees and Pluto at around 26 degrees of Libra. So there were some additionally activating circumstances around that particular Mars journey as well. As we have happening now here in 2014, we go back to 1967, April 15th, around April 15th, 1967, Mars was opposite the Sun, April 14th or 15th, depending. It's like we're kind of eyeballing that from the ephemeris. But anyway, when Mars rises opposite the Sun, that's when it begins the new journey, the opposition. When Mars is retrograde, closest to the Earth, brightest, most powerful, and it's that beginning point of a 24 to 26 month journey, sometimes a little longer, sometimes a little shorter. Anyway, so Mars integration in Capricorn, in Libra If we go, then we look back to 1950, so 17 years prior, for the next time that Mars had a cycle in Libra. And then we go all the way back to 1935 to catch the last time. And every 79 years, Mars will be within a couple of degrees of its starting point on someone's birthday, within a day or two of the birthday. That's the closest Mars return, so every 79 years. So we look at April 6, 1935, we had Mars rising up in the evening sky, and now it's April 8th, 2014, which is 79 years later. So this is the pattern of Mars, and in the Libra archetype, what is really truly amazing about this is that this particular Mars retrograde is including a Vesta retrograde, and the North Node is moving back into Libra on April 18th, and so the North Node is involved in this Mars cycle as well, the beginning of this Mars cycle. And on February 18th, the Moon is in Libra and catches up to Mars and Vesta and the North Node on the 19th of February. So it is a powerful beginning, like as we get ready to begin. There's just a few, days prior to the actual retrograde of Mars. Mars goes retrograde on March 1st and is the last about 6 weeks or so before, 6-7 weeks before the actual beginning of the new cycle. So when I was looking at this, I was thinking, okay, so Mars in its integration phase of Virgo, as the expression of the masculine that honors life as sacred, as the high priest, connecting to the sacred cycles and rhythms of the earth and sky, connecting to the sacred expressions of life, all of life. How do we honor that as sacred? And in its highest form, its most healthy form, Mars honors all Mars in Virgo, the high priest expression of the masculine, honors all life as sacred, and particularly the feminine, and would understand that the duty of the sacred masculine is to protect and to support the sacred feminine in her sacred offerings, in her sacred work, and seeing that relationship as the highest expression of sacred quality. So what's interesting is Vesta, and Vesta is an asteroid, has been considered being upgraded to a dwarf planet, but it is very interesting, and it's actually can be visible to the naked eye if you know where to look and when to look at certain places. And she is the, or this asteroid has to do with the high priestess, the one who is the keeper of the sacred flame, the one who is the keeper of the ceremonies and the sacred expression of life and her highest expression. And she's also in Libra and, in fact, going to be retrograde in Libra as Mars is going retrograde in Libra. So the if we look at the North Node coming to join that, and what I was thinking about this is Mars is in the final expression of its Virgo overtone that started 2 years ago. It has come into Libra, is conjunct Vesta and Spica, the strongest star of the divine feminine, the most powerful star of the divine feminine, in the hand of the Virgin Priestess. So sometimes it's seen as the wheat in her hand, the corn in her hand, or the lantern, the light in her hand. Sometimes it's seen as the loins of the Virgin Goddess. So different ways of seeing that star, but she is the brightest star. Spica is the brightest star. And the ancient people would often use Spica as a stand-in for Venus when Venus wasn't in the sky. So a powerful expression of the divine feminine. Mars is passing by Spica three exact passes, one this month, I think on early February, around the 3rd of February, and then we'll be passing by Spica, already has made one pass, will be passing by Spica a couple more times before ending this particular cycle, hangs out in this area of the sky for many months, actually very close to Spica for quite a long time. So Spica, Vesta, and Mars are sort of hanging out together. And then along comes the North Node having to do with destiny. And of course, on the around the time that the North Node is moving into Libra for the first time in 19 years or so, the Moon will also be there. So you have this big lineup. It's almost as if there's a conspiracy in a way of the great above to say that Mars has finally achieved the fullest expression of a change in consciousness, a change in the way that the sacred masculine engages the Virgo archetype of the masculine as the sacred priest, as the one who is upholding the sacred aspect, and that Vesta is there to congratulate Mars, Spica is there to support that, like this council of gathering, and that the North Node comes along to say, yes, this is truly the destiny, and ready to partner with the Divine Feminine in conscious equal partnership in a way that couldn't happen in the patriarchy. And so as if to say this is a total shift, a total radical initiation and inauguration of new ways of engaging in conscious equal partnership. Now, this is what's happening in the great above. And when we align our intention from the great below to this expression, then what we have is we become a part of the information. We inform the mysteries as much as they inform us. So we begin that exchange of information and aligning with the intention of that. And so people who have strong Libra on their chart are going to be powerfully activated by this, what's going on in the sky, in this part of the sky. But even though for those of us who maybe aren't strong in Libra, the Libra qualities, it is really emphasizing what does it take for us to really engage in a conscious relationship with others? What does it take for us to engage in a conscious relationship with ourselves first? Because always how we relate to others was reflective of how we relate to ourselves. And you know, those two things mirroring each other, but like knowing more about who we are through the interaction of another because they mirror back to us who we are and where we are at in our growth process. And so the quality of our relationships is that mirror to us. And when we honor that as a sacred offering, as a sacred expression, a sacred experience, and keeping that sense of the sacredness of relationship and how we're learning more about ourselves through that interaction and gauging where we are at in our own growth by looking at that reflection through our relationships, it's very powerful. And to me, it suggests that Mars has never been more ready over this, you know, this long journey of all these different times it has gone through the Libra archetype. It is now ready to take a quantum leap into a new way of engaging that sacred relationship. So I know there's more, but that's enough for now. And I will be following up on this as the journey continues to unfold.